Welcome, everybody, to the Live Life Aware podcast. I am your host, John Adams, and we are in the brand new studio of the Space Coast podcast here with Jesse Hall. And thank you, Jesse, for offering this opportunity to us business owners, entrepreneurs, and people who want to just get our word out. So thank you so much. This is episode 3, guys. If you've been following along, this is one of our first ones of 2019. And if you have missed any of them, we
turn on the volumes.
I don't know which ones that is. So we got some feedback here.
I think it's on that one.
Yeah. Just keep talking. So, guys, listen, I think this is our first one in 2019, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
it is. So, welcome. We've got a couple lined up coming in the next couple months. And, you know, we're super excited to start, you know, getting off the table and talking more about what we do on that table at the Fix Therapy and bringing in some major hitter guest speakers like we have one today. But if you've missed any of our episodes, you can catch them on iTunes, spacecoastpodcast.com, or follow us here on Facebook. You'll be catching it on the Fix Therapy Facebook page, or we're launching our new one here at the Live Life Aware podcast. It's up and running. You can go ahead and like that one, share, make a comment. We're looking forward to talking with you guys. Today, I am super, super honored to have our guest speaker here. He is pretty much world-renowned, 20 years of experience, a USA Marine. He's experienced in training, consulting, big groups, individuals. He's my personal coach, and I'm just honored to have you here, Stefan Williams. He's also the author of his brand new book, Stefanisms, which we'll probably be diving real deep into. And he's also going to be, we're going to hopefully be talking about your new venture, which is Bowtie Conversations. So welcome, Mr. Stefan.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. So let's hear a little more about your backstory here. What got you into what you do, what became in consulting, and you training people? And
well, you know, 20-plus years in the United States Marine Corps, retired. And while I was in the Marine Corps, I picked up a billet that dealt with, I would call it climate assessment professional, where I went through different units, commands, and dealt with the people, see what was going on there. Mm-hmm. And basically, I wound up doing all the human relations training and leadership training there. So once I was into it, you know, I really started getting into it, started learning more about leadership. I already was a leader doing certain things, but now I'm learning about leadership on another level when it's affecting thousands and thousands of people. So what wound up happening is in this billet that I was assigned, it became like, a godsend. Like, you know what? I always felt this way. And I'm really good at this, you mm-hmm. know. And it made me very creative in coming up with new ways on training people, getting people to understand the human dynamics of leadership. Mm-hmm. When I talk about the human dynamics of leadership, I'm not talking about management. Mm-hmm. Anyone can tell you what to do. Go here, sit down, pick up mm-hmm. the book. But I'm talking about what motivates people to do what they do, wow. good or bad,
right.
and understand the psychology of groups and individuals mm-hmm. and how to best educate leaders on, hey, how you want to get the most out of your people? Here's some practices that you must, you know, take heed to in order to do those things so they can give you what they want, what mm-hmm. you want, mm-hmm. by you giving them what they want. And I got put in a very prestigious position in an organization where it gave me more access to knowledge. It gave me more access to people. It gave me more access to experience. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? This is my calling. This is my purpose. And when I retired, I went into it full-fledged.
Wow.
You know, full-fledged. I didn't go looking for a job or anything like we usually do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something that made me feel good, you know.
Right.
That
something you can wake up and do.
Yes, right. Yes. Many people retire from the military and they get a new job, but they're doing it just for the financial side of the mm-hmm. house, and they don't really love it. So, you know, you're coming from 20-plus years of doing what everybody tells you to do.
Right,
so to say,
right, exactly.
To now going back into another environment, except that you don't have a uniform.
Is training leaders different in the military than it is civilians?
Well, slightly different.
Is there more of a different structure?
Yes, yes, yes. It's slightly different. But again, we all people, you know.
Right,
I teach the same premises when it comes to leadership. When you train military members, you have to come to them in a military mindset.
Mm.
You know, for us, look, this is the outcomes you want. These are the things you have
to
do.
Right.
You know, so you want better outcomes, you got to implement these things here. So to them, it's about mission accomplishment. Mm-hmm. On the civilian side of the house, you know, you're dealing with a bunch of different delicacies and with societal issues. You know, you have a lot of diversity in the office and you have a lot of backgrounds. But now you got to approach it more, for me, on a softer, like kind of easy landing type approach with civilians, because, again, they're not used to the conditioning that I had or the conditioning of the military members that I work with. So it is slightly different.
Was it a hard transition?
I did not have a hard transition from the military to the civilian side of the house because of what I was already doing. I was already out of the uniform.
Mm.
I was already traveling and working in suits.
You know, I see.
We didn't let the individuals know what our ranks were because I was training generals and high-ranking civilian officials and things like that. So it wasn't a hard transition for me. You know, it was just smooth as silk.
Wow.
You know, and that's uncommon, but it was very smooth for me, for us. Like, I didn't have to change my mindset.
Right.
You know what, John, I've always been about people.
Right.
And the other thing about it is I knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't my rank.
Right.
I wasn't my position. I was Stefan.
Right.
You know, even before I retired, I was like, hey, just call me Stefan.
Right.
You know, you don't call me Master Sergeant. No, just call me Stefan.
Right.
You know, and I just had that approach to life, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that I'm better than anyone, that I'm bigger than anyone, and I really don't think many people are bigger than me. They're just in a different position.
Right, we're all different paths, right?
Yes. So it was an easy transition for me.
I was, you know, grateful enough to take one of your courses, and it was probably the most dynamic. It wasn't, you go, oh, I'm going to go to this leadership course, and you kind of see, like, oh, you just stand in the back, and you sit there, and you listen to the videos and the slideshows, and you... And it was completely different, where I still am able to take the first day of training and continue to do it now in life, where you had to really, you got us out of our seats, you got us you know, comfortable talking with even strangers that were sitting next to us. We got into group courses. It was it was really amazing, and walked out away even learning more than you would ever think you would.
Thank you.
It was a completely different experience than what I've
accustomed to.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, John, and it's because of my approach isn't new, but it's an approach that most people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like to lecture.
Right.
Because we listen to people all the time, like you say, sit in the back and hear, oh, leadership is great, treat your people with respect, you know. That's going in one ear and out the other of many of the people. But I believe in involving you in the learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in creating a safe environment where you can make mistakes and raise your hands and, you know, and then say, you know what, how do I do this? You know, and then it opens the crowd or the group for dialogue. Because you notice we did something. We had fun. We had the spoons and the balls, you know, passing them as a team. I blindfolded some people. But when we came to sit down to facilitate that learning, it's like, hey, the person that was blindfolded was someone who didn't really know what was going on. But we had to pay more attention to them to help them help us achieve that mission of getting the ball, all the balls into the basket.
It's a very awesome, eye-opening experience.
Yeah.
And it's neat how – so going from that, like, what is your like definition of a good leader? And then is that military or civilian, or is it exactly the same?
Well, I would say if they all follow the same foundation, one, it's not about you.
Right.
It's not about you. You are in a position of power, so that means no one can do anything without you. I mean, you have to provide them what they need in order for them to take care of you. So if the person understands this position isn't about me, it's about the people, it's about the organization, it's about the outcomes. If the person understands that everybody's different and you're not going to be able to be the same way with everybody, you're going to have to learn to, some people you can tell what to do and they got it and they run with it. Some people you might have to take a little more time with. You know, a person that understands that, hey, I have to be available. I have to be approachable.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest, I would say, fallacies about leadership is that once I'm in a leadership position, I'm supposed to exude this confidence and this appearance that nobody wants to approach me.
Mm.
The worst thing you can do as a leader
mm-hmm.
is to have fear.
Mm-hmm.
you know, implanted in your people where they won't tell you anything.
Right, right.
Because you set yourself up for failure somewhere down the line, mm-hmm. that because nobody wants to tell you anything, it'll cause you to kind of crumble mm-hmm. in your position. So a leader that understands this is not about them, that understands that they have to be different, they have to be malleable with different people, they have to be able to communicate mm-hmm. clearly and effectively, they have to be a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to be open to learn and understand it. You don't know it all.
Right.
You don't know right. it all. Just because you got to the position doesn't mean you don't know it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you do know it all. So mm-hmm. that is a great leader that know that there's more to learn.
Do you have a somebody that you follow that you could that is a good like a was a G, Steve Jobs or the new upcoming CEOs that are Facebook and Instagram owners, and do you see them being great examples of leadership out there? Or is there a particular company that you're like, man, that guy is leading the charge, showing exactly what you would think as a good leader?
Well, I can't really kind of put a mark on something like that. There are a lot of great leaders out there that are doing great things, but I can use Google as a pseudo example because mm-hmm. Google has its things too.
Mm-hmm.
But however, Google allowed their people to be, and what I mean to be, to mean it opened them up to be creative. At the same time, it allowed them to bring value to the company.
Mm.
So one. The Google individuals who ran Google listened, and they knew it was important to allow them free time, mm-hmm. to break the old norms of leadership, you know, check in, check out, mm-hmm. do what you're told, be quiet, mm-hmm. you know, and keep
right.
it moving.
Right.
They wanted to know what was going on in the heads of those young, vibrant, intelligent individuals, and look what Google does today.
Right.
It rules the world. Right. Every app we have.
Right.
Oh, it's yeah. because the environment, the culture they created. So, I would say I can't just pinpoint one leader.
Do you see a paradigm shift in that kind of leadership with the younger generation coming up as the millennials? Are they okay. being coached and trained differently than – and do the ones who are supposedly in this leadership role, do they have to also adapt to this – or, you know, who's adapting to where? Are we all kind of melting together? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes,
where,
yes, yes, yes.
Where do the older CEOs that have this kind of like, mm-hmm. you right. know, stuck and this is the way it
right,
is?
Right.
Or do we have to kind of look at Google and see that, you know what, sometimes it's, like you said, being open-minded, seeing what really works
right.
for that particular group of people?
I will tell you this, and I say this often. If we do not adapt, we will become extinct.
Nice.
You know, if I sum it all up with that is if leaders don't understand that you can't lead today like you did yesterday.
Right.
You know, and that's very important for them to understand.
Yeah.
You can't. So everybody's complaint, not everybody, but a lot of people's complaining about the millennials. But we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to get back into diving deep into more leadership, mind development, and his new book, Stephanisms.
What's up, sunshine?
I am so excited about our new show.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are we going to talk about? Real estate?
Of course.
How to get a mortgage?
Yep, for first-timers and experienced owners.
What about the best place to get a drink on the beach?
Lightning, come on. Who would know better than us?
All right, I dig it. Plus, I know we're going to bring in tons of great local guests, tell jokes, and talk about some of the hottest listings to hit the market.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. Sunshine and Lightning over Brevard will have new shows every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming live from the beautiful Space Coast Podcast Studios.
And make sure you like our Facebook page, Sunshine and Lightning, Exit First Class Realty, and subscribe to Space Coast Podcast to make sure you don't miss out on any of our new shows.
Dig it.
All right, boom.
Are you ready to explore the world? Travel to exotic locations and live your best life with Anytime Travel Solutions. Anytime Travel Solutions are your worldwide, unbiased concierge with access to real inventory of hotels, cruises, railroads, tours, and all of the best excursions. Anytime Travel Solutions realizes how fun it is to plan your own vacations, so we have the option to search vacations and book safely on our website, or you can visit us in our conveniently located offices in downtown Melbourne, Florida. Did you know travel is proven to benefit your health, both physically and mentally? We have 3 decades serving travelers and making dreams come true. So ask yourself, if not now, when? Call Ceci today to begin your adventure. Dial 321-779-4285 or visit anytimebookings.com. That's anytimebookings.com.
You're listening to Space Coast Podcast, home of the greatest podcasts on the Space Coast. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or having your own show, email us at spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com.
Space Coast Podcast. Talk hard!
Welcome back, guys, to the Live Life Aware Podcast. We're diving deep into leadership, mental development, Stefanisms, bow tie conversations. Guest speaker here, Stefan Williams.
Thank you, thank you. Before we went to the break, we was talking about the change in leadership. Like I said, there's a lot of talk about the way the millennials are. But what I see is we are undergoing another cultural change, as we did every generation. Mm-hmm. And those who are in leadership positions right now, if they fail to want to connect with the millennials, they're actually halting their productivity for longevity. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. So, again, we must adapt. We must change. We must embrace the change. You know, you have to embrace the change as a leader because, again, you always see that happen. Back when the hippies were out, people were talking bad about them and so on and so forth. Leadership had to change then.
Right.
So now you have to be more tech savvy. You know, there's a totally different language now that we're using. I watch it evolve. You know, like, man, talk to you later, and the abbreviated talk, right. You know, tweets that come out, a lot said in little pieces. You know, you have to learn how to adapt your leadership style so you can stay connected with your people. Mm-hmm. That's the key thing in leadership. You must remain connected. Mm. If you're not connected to the people you're leaving, you know, where are you going?
Right.
They're all over the place. Right?
I love talking with you because when we talk, you're talking about your kind of like the industry, you're talking about leaders and maybe an individual or a group or about somebody. And when I hear it, I hear exactly what I'm telling people for their own selves, like, right, and their body.
It's the same.
You have to be adaptable. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to make change in your body.
Yes.
The body loves routine, good or bad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if you're not aware of those routines, those habits, correct, and you're not adapting to them, then you're not going anywhere. You're going to be, you know, you're going to hit these plateaus. And
yes,
your diet will have to change every so often, you know.
Right.
And you've got to be able to adapt to that. It's amazing how
and see, it's
they're both kind of the same.
They are exactly the same. You know why? Because the first thing a leader must learn how to do is lead themselves.
Exactly. That's, you know, it, exactly.
You have to learn how to lead yourself. So you got to learn how to make the right decisions, taking all the right information so you can make the right actions for yourself and for others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm a very unhealthy leader, how am I going to be beneficial to those individuals that I lead? Yeah. I'm always at the doctor. I'm always under the weather, so on and so forth, you know. Mm-hmm. So like you said, you know, you have to give yourself the right things so that you can remain strong, healthy, and productive. Same thing with people.
Right.
You got to give them the right things so they can remain strong, healthy, and productive for business.
Right. So, like, the more you're in tune with yourself,
yes,
the more disciplined with yourself, you get up, you're healthy, you're working out, you're getting movement, you're expanding your mind, you're getting clarity, you're becoming aware.
Yes.
You know, the more you do that for yourself and you put those habits in yourself, you're able to then easily show that as an example of being who you are, but then being able to go, oh, this is what I do. This is how I do it by example, but this is how I can teach you to do it too. Mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I think more people would see it that way, that if they looked within themselves as a how do they lead their own lives,
right,
they'll be able to lead others.
Oh, yes. You know, could think about it. You know, a lot of times, here's this old, outdated, antiquated mindset, you know, leave work at work, leave home at home. You cannot do that.
It's so hard.
I mean, no one can be absolutely work at work, home at home,
right,
because you're the same person.
You turn that switch off. Yeah, right.
When you can turn it down, but you're still going to see residue. Mm-hmm. If, say, for instance, you have a very hard day at work, very hard day at work, and then you come home and the kids want your attention, and your spouse or whoever, your significant other wants your attention, and, oh, we got to go do this, I got to cut the grass, and you know, that'll stress you out.
Oh, yeah.
So you're still dealing with the residue of work. You know, I had a bad day. You know, you're not as happy, you're not as, you know, joyful with the conversations, and you might want some time alone. So you can't separate those two. But one of the things that I've learned with you with Live Life Aware, you have to manage those stresses. And the only way you can manage those stresses if you lead yourself to doing the right things.
Yeah.
You know, eating right, the modalities that you offer at the Fixed Therapy.
Right.
The chamber.
Right.
The sauna.
Yeah, you take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. You know, you got to actually put, you know, I don't have time. Well, you got to make time. Because if you stay in that state of stress, it's going to resonate in your health.
It's going to, or in your company.
Yeah, it's all connected.
It's going to trigger downfall.
It is all connected. You know, one of the things that you know I talk about, and I want to hear your viewpoint on it, is this: I say there are four core things that people need to be their best, and that is one, the ability to express themselves, the need to be heard and understood, the need to know that you're valued, and the need to have a choice. You know, if you look at any relationship, if you're dealing, let's say you're dealing with someone, an employee or something like that, that employee should feel that they can come and talk to you. So if they have an issue or they have a concern or there's something they want to bring to your attention, they shouldn't fear coming to you to express themselves.
Right, exactly.
And not be placated. Like, hey, go ahead, tell me what you got going on. Tell me what you got going on. No, but they feel that you're listening to them, you're understanding them, you're giving them your time, and that's showing them value. Like, hey, John, you have something? Oh, come on, come in my office, let's take a minute and talk about it.
Right.
And then I might even come back and say, hey, how did that thing work out with you? I'm still showing value through my interaction with you. And then giving them a choice. They had a choice to come and speak to you. You know, some leaders don't give their employees or their people choices. You know, it's either what I say or it's not. So you're giving them a choice. So now you create a harmonious environment where that person is psychologically healthy and psychologically safe.
And you're meeting the needs of a person.
Yes. Yes.
Not the bottom line of the get this report done, get this project done, get this deadline done.
It burns people out. It makes them become disengaged. It lowers productivity and quality. This is factual. This is not stuff that I'm talking about. This is stuff from my leadership studies and stuff that I do on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Where you see these elements where you have companies with a whole bunch of employees that are disengaged. They just come in, do the bare minimum, low-quality work, and go home. But if you really want to build your productivity, your performance, and your profits, you got to take care of your people. You got to take care of your people. So the same thing for the body. You know, I have to listen to my body.
Yeah, because you're going to do that same habit.
Same habit, you know. So if my body's expressing a pain somewhere, you know, I need to try to pay attention to it. I need to try to understand it. Where is it coming from? When did it happen?
Be open to it.
Yeah, did I fall? You know, did my back start getting tight when I got stressed out? Okay, now I need to show that pain, my body value, by going and get it addressed. You know, and now here's the other thing. I can't say I'm gonna go get it addressed and then don't do nothing, because now I'm not giving it a choice to get better. You follow me?
I follow you. I mean, it's exactly what we start teaching. And I think one of the best things we do there at The Fix is help people understand.
Yes.
Right? Kind of make sense of it, right? Where you go, because, I mean, we get too into the web, you know, like looking up Google symptoms, and you're going, everybody's got everything, and it's all bad.
That'll stress you out.
And we get it all the time. Like, I'm self-diagnosed with this or that or whatever.
And I'm guilty of that.
You know, I think I have this. And Okay,
we got the gout.
Yeah, well, it's got to be gout. Okay. Google said so. WebMD, yeah, I looked it up.
WebMD, boy, that's my. I got a bookmark. What's that?
So we like to kind of go, okay, all right, I understand it, and I think that's what we do best at the office is kind of hear a client before we work on them, understand where they're at, what their body is telling them, and I think that's it's kind of. What we've been talking about, where leadership and in your own internal leadership, your own
self-leadership.
And I would say leadership is awareness.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And, you know, so you're going to hear your own issues, kind of go dive back, go step back and dive, listen to it, understand, okay, I had an example. I have a client who came in very well in shape. It was a couple years back. And he's, I woke up, I've got this tweak in my back. I don't know, I must have a, you know, bulging disc or something. Oh, it's so bad. Mm-hmm. And he was in a lot of pain, right? And it was spasming on the right side of the body or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man, this is not like you to have this kind of, you know, sharp pain. He's like, well, I just woke up with it. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense, you know? You know, as I'm working on it, I'm trying to get in there. I'm going, what would you do? Well, I did nothing, absolutely nothing to get this pain. Okay, and we're getting a couple more sessions. We're going, you know, and I'm working on him. As he's getting worked on, he's kind of thinking about his body. And he goes, I go, what'd you do 3 days ago that could have maybe done this? And he's, oh, nothing. You know? And it was, oh, like a light bulb. And everything in his body melted. It was relaxing. I had a golf tournament. I haven't played golf in 10 years. I probably hit 500 golf balls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that could probably be why you're in so much pain right now.
Right.
And then instantly he felt that, or he became aware that he kind of understood that, the body just responds.
You know what, John? And it all has to do with the same stuff. You know, we can say leadership, we can say awareness, but it's all the same
thing,
being aware, you know, of our needs.
Yeah.
So most people are unconscious the majority of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, think about this. When you drive a car, when you first started driving a car, it was so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
You got your hand, 10 and 2, and you're holding it to put your blinker on and the turn, and you're overturning and everything. Yeah. And then after a while, once you do it repetitively, it goes subconscious.
Right.
Now, you can get in a car, text, drive with your knee,
yes.
You know, see what's going on around
you. Not saying you should.
No, but not saying that you should. You should not do that because – we got the Black Dog Chronicles. They'll come and get you. But you shouldn't do it. But again, it's easier for you to do it now, and it's not as much stress because it done went subconscious.
Yeah, you
so
trained.
A lot of people are walking through life sleep.
Yes, they're not awake.
They're not awake, and they're not aware to a lot of things that they do because it becomes habits.
And
habits drive our life.
Yes, 100%. You know,
100, not 90, but 100%. Yeah. So they're not aware. So when you make them aware of these things and what things can be beneficial to them and which things can be detrimental to them, they tend to be a little more open to receiving it.
Mm.
But most of the time, you can't blame them because they're operating in the unconscious.
Yeah. And whose conscious thoughts are those? Are they the parents that installed that?
Yeah.
You know, are they?
Well,
that's another deep.
We about to go deep dive. Let me get my scuba gear right now.
I think we can do that in our next segment here.
All right.
Stay tuned, guys.
A lot of people want to know what the Paper Clinic is. And honestly, the Paper Clinic is a lot of things. It's a collaborative space where you can come and bounce ideas off other professionals. You can get advice from professionals in the field. You can get legal advice, insurance advice, and you can be the expert. You can advise people as to things that you know about. But the Paper Clinic's a lot more than that. When the Paper Clinic works together, it becomes a one-stop shop for anybody who wants to start a business. You can walk right in one door of the Paper Clinic, and you can get your business formed. You can get your business insured. You can get a tax plan. You can get marketing. And you can walk right out the other side of the Paper Clinic with a turnkey business. The Paper Clinic, big firm resources for the small business. Check us out on the web, thepaperclinic.com, or on Facebook at The Paper Clinic.
Jesse, have you ever wondered what is the best way to interview applicants for your open position so you have the best chance of hiring a keeper?
All the time.
Well, I talk to managers every day, Jesse, that use their gut instinct to make a hire. Sometimes that works out, but more times than not, it can lead to a bad hire. Replacing a poor hire can be expensive and hurt morale. One of our most popular service offerings at HR Office Savers is teaching employers how to be better interviewers. Improved interviewing techniques lead to better hiring, which leads to better employee retention, which leads to less turnover and more profit. Contact me today to find out how you can learn to be a better interviewer. I can be reached online at www.hroffice-savers.com or by phone 928-308-4506. Again, that's 928-308-4506. 928-308-4506.
Steven.
Why, yes, Christopher.
What are you doing?
I am scribing down some ideas for the next podcast of the Black Dog Confessional.
Mitzi had spoke of that. She said it is rather wonderful.
Well, you know, we try to succeed, Christopher. We try to succeed. We're talking about all the proper etiquette techniques that we can this week.
Do you think everyone is listening?
I definitely believe so, Christopher.
Well, if they're not, they better get on their game!
You're listening to Space Coast Podcast, home of the greatest podcasts on the Space Coast. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or having your own show, email us at spacecoastpodcast@hotmail.com.
Space Coast Podcast. Talk hard!
Welcome back, guys. Live Life Aware Podcast, Episode 3, Stefan Williams in the house.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. For having me.
So, Stefan, let's change a little gears here and talk more about your book here, Stefanism. How long in the making has that been?
Stefanisms has been in the making for maybe about 3 years. Mm-hmm. 3 years. And to tell the truth, I never started off to write a book.
Really?
No. Like I said, I have my business is professional development as well as personal development. So I like to help people, help them develop, self-development, motivation, working through adversity, working through past things that has probably been hindering them. So what it is actually my journey of self-development over many, many years.
Oh, nice.
I'm not the same as I was a year ago, a year before then, because I'm always saying, okay, there's some area that I can improve upon, and which I have, and a lot of different courses, a lot of motivational, presentations and workshops, and diving deep in positive psychology and things like that. So, and philosophy has always been something that was near and dear to my heart. So, I would actually just go on the social media platforms and just put something on. I might go through something. I type a little something and I put it up, and I just say Stefan Williams, but I was going to call it bow tie clips, but I changed it because it's more personal for me. And I say, hey, you know what? Stefan isms, everybody has an ism,
right?
Because it's my thoughts, my words, my experiences. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in my writing, people will say, hey, man, that really helped me that today, and I had pulled back for a while because I got tired of social media, and people would hit me up like, hey, what's the next step on this? You haven't posted nothing in about 2 months. I'm like, y'all really want this stuff?
Wow. That's awesome.
So I started putting more and more out there, and then I had Michelle Davis. Look, you need to put this in a book. You need to write a book. She's like, I don't want to write no book. Mm-hmm. I'm not a book writer, But eventually I wound up putting them all together and putting them in a book in a format that's easy to read.
Right.
Simple. It's not a book that you're going to read my life.
Right.
It's just a book of, quotes and philosophies, life principles.
Right.
Some things that I've been through, telling you believe in. There's a light at the end of the tunnel and stuff like that, they come organically. It can come through a conversation. I might have a Stefanism in our conversation.
Right.
I posted something recently. I said that a butterfly had an ugly past.
Right.
However, embrace your transformation, where you are in your transformation. Mm. And I actually put a picture of a butterfly going into the cocoon and coming out of the cocoon. So many people hit me back about that and messaged me, hey, you know what, I really need to hear that. Because, you know, we might have past that we're not too proud of, but we don't have to let it drag us away from our future.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's awesome.
Hey, that happened. Now let's move forward and become that beautiful butterfly. Show your colors.
Right.
You know, just because you did something then doesn't mean that's who you are now.
Right.
The transformation. Right. And it might be a simple little statement like that that'll resonate with certain people. So that's what Stefanisms are. You know, there was times I was going through personal problems, financial problems, problems of what I'm going to do next, and am I going to stay the course with what I'm doing with my business? Because, you know, being an entrepreneur is stressful.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of ups and downs.
Right.
You know, and the book came in handy, you know, and actually I go in the book and read it because, you know, you write a lot. And you kind of forget, you know, I need to go in and flip. Okay, I remember that time. I remember that time.
So how do you use your book?
Well, you know, my book, man, really, I use it as a coffee table type book. You know, I just open a page, open a page and I read something from it. And it actually brings a smile to my face to say, you know what, I use it as motivation to say, look, I did that. I never thought I would do that, but I did that.
Yeah,
you know, I wrote that, and look at all the people who's liking what I wrote. You know, that is helping them, and told me got them through a tough time, one or two Stefanisms. I'm like, really? You know,
that's so powerful.
One of the things I share with people: your words have power. You can help somebody. You might not be in the best position, but you can help somebody today because they might be in a worse position. Mm. Just pull them up a little bit,
right?
You know, like you see my smile, you know, salt. Smile a little today, you know. Put a little salt on some people. Right. Smile a little today. Yeah. A smile will help somebody because you never know what they're going through. Hey, how you doing? Just give them a smile. Sometimes I just smile at people, and they'll just stop and they'll smile back. That gesture, we need that.
Yeah, and it's something you remember.
You remember it. Yeah. You know, I don't have to say nothing. I can just smile. Out. Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's just making eye contact. And it's like, oh.
Positive. Look,
oh, you're here.
Listen, there's many people who walk around think they're invisible.
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah. I know I'm a life coach. They think they're invisible. Mm. Like, they'll walk through life, they'll walk through their day, and no one never speaks to them.
Wow.
You know, never speaks to them. And that's a lonely life. It's a lonely life, man. Yeah. You know,
so
and
it's not hard to help somebody. It's just
not.
Smile, make eye contact, and you're already on the step towards being a better leader.
But here's the thing about that. That gesture not only helps that person, it helps you because you feel good that you did something to help somebody.
Right.
You know, I might not be always in a powerful position, but I know I got a platform. I have some resources that I can help someone else with.
Mm-hmm.
Where that's why you see me do things I do on the platforms. Mm-hmm. I post a business that's going on. I think that's doing some great things. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask me. I did it off my own.
Right.
You know, because I would want the same thing too. You know, and eventually it did happen to me. So you put out what you want back.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So I know I have this book. I'm grateful for it, and I end up. I end up just kind of flipping through the pages and kind of picking a line or two and figuring it out.
Okay,
you know?
let's pick one.
So I just opened up to page, which one here?
77. We picked the same number, right?
Right. So your faith will be light your way in the darkness.
All right, so your faith will light your way in the darkness, you know. Now, it seems like a simple sentence, but it really has deep meaning. You know, you're going through some things. You don't know. You know, we all plagued with doubt. You know, and am I going to make it? Am I going to pay my bills? Am I going to be all right? That's one of the main things I believe. You know, I'm not 100%. That's one of the main things that I believe people think about. Am I going to be all right? But if you have faith, you're giving yourself a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
So if you have faith, you're going to be all right. You know, you got to keep telling us, it's going to be all right. You know, you got to chant those affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
That is your light as you're going through the darkness of uncertainty.
Right.
You know, so your faith will light your way in the dark. And then once you get, oh, man, look, it all turned out all right.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been stuck in the dark if you didn't have the faith to keep carrying on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm big into affirmations, even giving homework to clients.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, and
powerful.
And it's just because the more you put it out there, the powerful more you're going to reach, you know, bring in. So if you're saying that positive thing while you're stressed out, while you're going through these hard issues, you're working towards flipping it, You're working towards it, then seeing, okay, well, that was good, even though it was small. That was good, even though it was a smaller thing. It didn't maybe fix the problem, but that gain is a good gain. Mm-hmm. And you start seeing those gains versus only seeing the darkness, only seeing the walls caving down.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, I was talking to Jess yesterday, you know, your words have power.
Right.
And most people take it for granted. You know, what you speak becomes real, especially if you speak it enough. Mm-hmm. You know, either you're speaking into somebody's life, you know, someone telling a child you're never going to amount up to nothing, you're going to be a failure, and it's called self-fulfilling prophecy. So that child over time said, you know what, why even try?
Right.
You know, I'm going to fail anyway. My mom, my dad, my whoever it may be told me I never was going to amount up to anything. And they take it and take the ownership of those words. Those words now affected that person for a lifetime.
Right.
You know, so we can talk about the negative side, but it's also a positive side. That's the affirmations. Yeah. I'm going to be all right. I'm safe.
I move through new experiences with ease, effortlessly.
You see, they think that feels stupid. And you know why? Because we got conditioned to accept the negative and to reject the positive.
Well, it's, you know, the thing, too, is it's what those thoughts are. And I don't think most people don't pay attention to what's going wrapped around in their head. They're asleep. And it's just this program. And it just keeps going. And it's just like you fall asleep to a YouTube channel and it just keeps on playing in the background, you know. And, you know, it's not just how power – it's, you know, if you break it down to the science of things too, where it's like words have vibration.
Yeah, everything vibrates.
We did a really neat – I don't know if you even – if I told you about this. We did a – Jacob, my son, we did a science project.
With the rice?
Yeah. I told you about the rice.
Yeah, that's real.
For him to learn that in around the sixth grade, we took, for you guys who don't know about this, we took 2 cups of rice. We cooked it in the microwave. We had the exact same 2 containers. We took 1 cup, put it in 1 container, took another cup, put it in the other container. The only difference in these 2 containers were the words that we wrote on those containers. We wrote on 1 container, we wrote love, happiness, edible, joy, peaceful. And then we wrote the opposite words in the other container. We put it 20 feet apart in the exact same room. And then for one whole week, we had to pick that container up, put it next to our heart, and go and say the words with intent. You know, with, I can't wait to open this container and eat this rice. I love you, you know. And then the other thing, and when the kids were getting in an argument, we'd say, go talk to the rice. Go yell at the rice. And in a week, same. We have pictures of this, and we didn't alter it at all.
Showed me the pictures. Yeah, I don't remember.
And we opened that lid, and one looked edible. And one looked like it was on the planet for like a year. It was just nasty green and moldy.
Yeah.
And literally, I mean, for that, that was that kind of proof for the kids to go, oh, man, my words are super so powerful.
Yes. And there's another, I'm going to tell you, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of experiments like that. There's a Japanese scientist that wrote a book, The Message in the Water, and they did it when they had people scream at the water, say hateful things to it, and then they froze it. And every one of those...
Oh, they froze that water that they talked to.
Every one of them had some very crazy geometric type shapes. Now, the one that had love, it was all, I would say, formed like snowflakes on the cartoons from back in the day.
Right.
You know, and then they had ones with hate. It was like a broken iPhone screen or something. Right. It was like, wow. And everybody started after that, you know, doing more and more research. But you also talk about plants. You're speaking to plants. Mm-hmm. You know, the same thing.
Yeah.
If you're speaking negative to the plant will die. It'll, you know, just kind of start to break down. So your words have power, and that's true. So the key thing here is speak the right things into your life.
Right. It's what we're talking about. It's talking to you
talk
first.
Talk to yourself first, you know.
Therefore, you get good at yourself, and then you can help others.
Yes, most definitely, you know. But people take these, not all people, but some people take these occurrences like, oh, whatever, that's foo-foo, because they're so negative.
Right. It's like, how do you
But here's the thing. This is how they got negative, because of repetitive thoughts like that.
Right.
Being bombarded with them all the time.
Right. So it's like, it's kind of, you can't really argue against it. Just like you can't, if I, you know, gravity. Gravity is the same thing. You don't see it.
Nope.
You
know, but it affects everything.
It affects everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, what style of life, what color. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter any of that stuff. Gravity affects all of us.
Yes.
So does your words. So does your way of life.
Exactly. Words vibrate. Words have power.
Yeah. Powerful thing. Guys, get a book. Dive deep into this. You may have to play this back. There's some deep conversation here. We are going into our next episode, so stay tuned.
Hey, Redbird.
Hello, it's Stefan.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, 6:50.
No, Chris. It is time for us to discuss our ideas for the next podcast for the Black Dog Confessional.
We never do that, Steven. We just wing it and we go.
Oh, wait. I do all the work and you just show up. That's right?
That's how it works, buddy.
Excellent.
And it turns into gold.
Solid, baby. We'll see y'all next week on the Black Dog Confessional.
Hey. Make sure you check out Space Cowboy Justice. Space Cowboy with your Justice. Hosts, Blake Stewart and Paul Daly. We're going to be talking about interesting legal issues in the entertainment industry and everything geek. If you're into Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, comic books, we're talking about it. Coming at you from the Space Coast Podcast Studios.
Welcome back, guys. This is the Live Life Aware Podcast. I'm your host, John Adams. We're in the studios of the Space Coast Podcast here with Jesse Hall. Brand new studio. You guys need to check this out.
Yes.
This is an amazing, amazing setup. We absolutely love it. I mean, this is the best thing for small business owners to kind of come in, or anybody who's looking to kind of get some podcast started the right way. I mean, we've got the equipment here. We've got the engineer here. We've got everything. I just get to kind of invite a guest, we get to have a great conversation and go home. I don't have to worry about much. So listen, this is brilliant the way we got it set it up here, Jesse, and we're so grateful for you. So Stefan, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
We are gonna get into this last segment, but we want the guests to know, our listeners to know, how do we get a hold of Stefanisms?
Yes.
And talk a little more about the book and some more of his bow tie conversations.
Yes, Stefanisms can be found on Amazon.com. You know, you type in Stefan Williams, Stephon, and Williams, and you see the book, Stefanisms, pop up. Go ahead and copy a copy. If you're local, you can also find them at Essence of Knowledge Bookstore on King Street. You can look them up as well. They're local.
Oh, it's in a local store.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. But again, Stefanisms is basically a meditative read, but it's a read that's supposed to give you something, and it's something you extract from it to kind of move forward in your day in a positive way. You know, it's an empowering you to understand that you have power to do what you need to do.
Right.
You know, and it's all about empowering. You know, it's not negative. It's no negative stories in there. It's all about what you can do and understanding self and understanding the power of your words and your thoughts and your habits. So
is there any step-by-step stuff, or is it
no, not really step-by-step. You know, I just kind of took it and broke down the Stefanisms into different chapters and, you know, say, hey, I think this fits. You know, it's my first book. You know, I think this kind of flows okay. You know, but after writing this book, the stuff that I'm doing now, the next book will be a little bit more, I'd say it'll be better. Mm. Yeah, everything gets better over time.
Course.
I'm always looking how to better. So I'm getting used to the flow.
Right.
Okay. Again, you know, it's an easy, quick read, and you can read the whole book in 30 minutes.
Right.
You know?
I love it that it's because you just kind of flip through and you stop a page and you're like, oh, wow, this is amazing how this page that I happen to get onto is working for
you right now. You know what,
like,
John? You'll be surprised, and not to cut you off, that is the number one comment I get from people all the time. Like, I just open and flip it to a page, and then
it's like, oh, that's
it's like rolling a dice.
Right.
Yeah. So again, it's a good book. I've been getting a lot of great feedback from it. You know, And again, StephonWilliams.com is my website that hosts my business, Having a Better Understanding Leadership Development Training, where I do human capital development, which means the leadership as well as the employees training, right. Soft skills, emotional intelligence, diversity, inclusion, the communications, conflict, all those different things, change management. Check out my website again, StephonWilliams.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same name.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's it. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but you have been our kind of leadership development for me personally, but also for the company.
Yes.
And that's maybe a year, maybe a year and a half.
It's been going fast.
I don't even know if this podcast would exist if it wasn't for your coaching.
And I will tell you this, and it's for everybody that's listening, you know, we don't know everything. You know, if you get sick, you go to a doctor. If you're hungry, most of the time you go to a restaurant. If you got a toothache, you go to a dentist. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you got to get somebody who specializes in a field that'll help you. Not every person knows how to deal with people. Some people don't like to deal with people at all.
Yeah, exactly.
But from a leadership perspective, you know, you must learn how to deal with people. You know, if you bring your own personal "I don't like people" biases, you're not going to get the best out of your people. You're not going to be able to do the best that you can do. Mm-hmm. So that's what I offer. I offer education and coaching and mentoring and understanding people as well as understanding yourself first.
Right.
You know, so you can work better with people in leadership positions and as well as working with groups that have been in conflict for a while, how to manage conflict. Conflict right. is natural. It's going to come.
Yeah.
So that's training I love to do because it's fun. And then people start to see the dynamics of it. And one of the number one comments I get, you know what, I can use this in my everyday life and in my personal relationship, because communication is the key.
Yeah.
You know, and we communicate in numerous ways.
That's what we've been talking about all day, is how you communicate to others, but also body, to yourself. Yeah. I mean, that's what our number one issue is teaching people is how to communicate to the body, right? So we kind of touch base on what leadership is, and it could be kind of, you know, depending on the group, depending on the person, depending, it could be everywhere.
Yes.
We also say, well, I also like to ask, like, what's awareness? Mm-hmm. Or what's, not awareness, but what's relax?
Mm-hmm.
Relax for an individual, relax for the company. It's so broad.
Yes.
I mean, because you can go for a run and relax. Mm-hmm. For me, I think that's not relaxing. That's that's working. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I say it, I intend it to be, what's your body doing when you relax?
Yeah.
You know, and it's an amazing thing. So tell us more about what's Bowtie Conversations.
Bowtie Conversations is a series that I have in production right now where I'm interviewing different leaders in different industries, you know, and we're going to talk about best leadership practices. And then I also hit on the topic of life, the stuff that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you on my show.
Yes.
You know, when we talk about life issues, because people need to learn how to live life.
Right.
Aware.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They sure do.
And that's not just a plug, but that's something you and I talk about. You have to live life aware and not be asleep.
Right.
And just walking through unconscious. And then the other one is success. Success stories, you know, people who have went through adversity and entrepreneurs, you know, things that they learned over time to actually better their situation. You know, hey, contracts, whatever it may be. Working through doubt, you know, working through negotiations, dealing with financial stuff. You know, my business is 100% backed by me. You know, I don't have a big, giant corporate loan. Right. I am my loan officer.
Right, you aren't, right. There's a lot of businesses that tend to be that way,
you know,
too.
And a lot of people don't understand that comes with being an entrepreneur. You know, I make my money. I put some to the side, you know, for future business stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm 100% backed by me. Mm-hmm. So that means I have to be careful what I spend, how I spend. Mm-hmm. You know, some people want to hear about those things from being an entrepreneur. So that's the success portion of the show.
Right.
You know, so, and again, that's what it's going to be about, you know, on leadership, life, and success, Bowtie Conversations, different topics.
That's awesome, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing
it. And I'm the only one that has to wear a bow tie.
No.
I'm the only one. You know. But I want to say to you, as before we close, is that, you know, me being a retired Marine, being very active, you know, with bodybuilding, martial arts, boxing, all the different stuff that banged my body up. And when I met you, and I was looking for somebody like you. you know, for years. Right. I told you that.
Right.
And the first time we met, I said, man, I'm going to be here every day, you know, because of your philosophy and how after one session, I just totally felt different. You know, I don't like to take medication. I got so many pill bottles that are like three quarters the way full and stuff like that. But the way that you approach pain management is different.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's no matter what no one may say from a customer's perspective who work with a lot of pain management clinics, you're not like, hey, let me give you a shot here and do this and take three sets of 10 with this rubber band. You know, you really educated me. And I'm like, you know what? That's what I loved about you. You told me what I was doing. Like, hey, your muscles are emotional sponges, and that's why you feel so tense.
Right.
You know, I'm like, man, that's a – and then I like sayings and quotes. I'm like, oh, my God, write that down, you know. That's real because our bodies are emotional.
They sure are.
They store all of those things. They store our thoughts, and then we can look at a person and say, ooh, look, they going through something, you know, because the body reflects
it. Once you see it, you can see it in others.
Right, exactly, you know, so – I really appreciate your approach, man, and I talk with many of your clients, and all I'm saying the same thing.
I'm
thankful that you are available. Your journey, your avenue for people to come in to heal, you know, to grow. That you are available because things that I've been exposed to over 30 plus years, you know, have been foo-foo to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't do anything for me, and I think that I'm better now going to the fix regularly, doing the modalities, the chamber, the lights, the sauna, and the sessions with you helped me tremendously. And that's not saying that because we're close associates and friends, but I tell you that all the time, man. Thank you.
Wow, you know, Stephon, thank you. I mean, it's showing up, it's doing it, it's working together, it's understanding it. Sometimes it's hard to get someone, help somebody to help themselves.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
that's true.
It, maybe because of where your experience is in life and what you teach others, you're able to kind of absorb and us talk the same language.
We do.
A little different, but it's almost the same language.
To me, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And you can, and it's amazing that I'm reaching out and talking to some other industries, and it's, wow, it's all really the same. It's all based on communication, inward and outward.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing once you start learning how to do that within yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And, you know, I'm grateful for you as well.
Oh, thanks, man.
I mean, we wouldn't be where we are. I don't believe we are. The company probably wouldn't be there. We wouldn't be available if it wasn't for your stepping in, helping, and coaching. So.
Well, you know, man, energies attract, you know, and that's all I can say on that. You know, I needed you, you needed me, and we didn't even know we needed each other.
Right, exactly.
You know. But it all worked out for the best.
Yeah, it sure did. And it continues to work. We're both doing some big things and helping a lot of people at the same time.
Yes, and that's
time.
What it's about. When you can help others, man, you get so much fulfillment out of that. So, I do, at least, when I can help. Yesterday, at my session, I was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, I'm emotional. You know, I'm feeling it because my pain was reduced like 75%. I was hurting when I walked in there.
Right.
I couldn't turn to the left. You know, and when we came out, the endorphins were just flowing. I'm like, man, I'm getting emotional right now, you know. And that's something that you experience a lot. You know, hey, my clients get emotional on the table.
Yeah, you got to learn how to do what that is.
Because it's a release.
Yeah.
You know, it was a release, man. And that's why I say, you know, it's not many people like you out there unless you go to Japan or Asia somewhere where they actually – because your philosophy isn't Western.
You know, and I'm going to jump into there.
It's Eastern.
Just that way people understand what they mean by that.
Okay.
Well, so – and it will just take a few minutes. But, you know, I like to say that. You know, in our Western medicine, we kind of treat people. I'll go real fast with it. We have a more of a, you have a, you know, like a structure, right? And I've been saying this a lot for a lot of clients to help them understand that. We look at you as an individual. No one on the planet has your fingerprint,
right.
Never before, never after.
You're unique.
Right? You are extremely unique. So the way you use your shoulder, the way the emotions that are being stored in those shoulders, how it moves, how it operates, is different than any other shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's same structure, same muscles and stuff like that, but it's not the same.
Right.
So then that's kind of the approach we take with every client in every session is that it is unique. You are unique. You need to be treated unique.
And
that's kind of like
that's
the secret of it. You know, that's the fix.
That's your culture. And that's your philosophy.
So
again, thanks for having me on Live Life Aware.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Check us out on iTunes, Space Coast Podcast, Live Life Aware, Facebook. Catch us at fixtherapy.com. Hit us up. We're here for you.
All right.